My car is well over 200,000 miles and still going. Oh, it's so exciting. I like when a car makes it a long time, so I've always gravitated towards certain kind of cars. But, you know, sometimes as things get a little older, they don't go as well. We're going to talk about time cars right here, right now, in the corner of truth and life. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and yeah, being pretty poor as a young man, you know, fresh out of college, and fortunately I was not as poor as some people in that I did not have a lot of debt, but that was handy because not only didn't have a lot of debt, I didn't have a lot of income. So if I had a lot of debt, I would have needed more income. But as a result of not having a lot of debt, I was able to live very cheaply. And I lived pretty poor. God was very faithful, but money was pretty tight. And one of the consequences of that was, you know, you don't have a lot of money for big-ticket items, say, like cars. And while my first car was actually a graduation present, and it was not a new car, my parents just gave me the car that I'd been driving for ever since I got my license. And so it was an old car. They were, you know, I think going to get rid of it anyway. So they, hey, give it to our son. And that was a very generous and awesome gift. And it got me through the first couple of years. And then it died. And it was time for a new car. And I didn't have much money. So I bought old cars. But I happened upon a brand that, man, those things went forever. And they just kept going. And I've always tried to stay within that brand or another brand. And I've had a lot of luck with buying older cars that had high mileage and letting them get a lot older with a lot higher mileage. Now, there is, you know, some additional maintenance that is required with an older car because as cars get older, they get older. And, you know, there's new challenges with rust spots and holes here and things just wear out. And that got me thinking. As far as I nurse my current car well past 200,000 miles, about what does it mean to get older and what does that tell me about me? So maybe part of why I think about this now is in the month of December, which is when I'm recording this show and when you may be listening to it, is my birthday. And this particular birthday is one of those birthdays that kind of gets your attention if you haven't been paying too much attention to your birthdays. And I've not been one that has focused too heavily on my birthdays. But, you know, I've just been in my 40s. And this birthday will end that statement. I will no longer be able to say that I'm in my 40s. And since 50 is such one of those big round numbers, and it's one that causes you to reflect. At least it's causing me to reflect. And, you know, there in our society, there's the well-worn trope of the midlife crisis that should be hitting by now. And I can see where that comes from. In the last year, a year ago, I had the last birthday of the 40s and realized what the next one was going to be, that I was now inexorably moving towards. It did cause me to reflect, and I realized that probably a lot of people who have what they call a midlife crisis, it is that sudden realization of how much time has gone by if you've been busy, and so it kind of slipped by you, and realizing that, you know, looking ahead, there probably aren't as many years left as there have been. And out of those years, not all of them will be maybe particularly useful as far as being able to be highly productive and do whatever you want. Because, and this comes back to my car thing, that, well, the body starts to wear out. And already at 50, or at about to be 50, I'm noticing the effects of high mileage. And they are not severe, and they are not debilitating at this point. And there are many things I can do, you know, the frequent oil changes, the preventative maintenance to help extend the life of my vehicle. But my vehicle is getting older. And, the old soap opera, as sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Well, yeah, it's, you know, the sand goes down the hourglass, doesn't go back up. And so that, you know, it causes reflection of realizing, boy, I need to pay attention to the time. And of course, that is in the Bible, too. The Bible says, one of the writers says, "O Lord, teach us to number our days." In other words, pay attention to know what we're doing. And that's something that I've tried to do my whole life, but probably with less specific intention as I am seeking to now. But no matter how carefully I do it, no matter how much I try to establish healthy habits, no matter what I do, my car, that right now is sitting out in my driveway, it's gonna die on me. At some point, it's gonna give up. It can't go forever. It is going to wear out. So I'm gonna try to sustain it as long as I can. But the time's gonna come when it won't be worth it anymore, and I'll say, well, you know, it's costing more in maintenance than it is in ability to use, and I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna get rid of it. And a lot of my cars, when I've sold them, they were barely rolling. In fact, I had a couple that I sold that had stopped rolling, and then I sold them. And you don't get a lot of money for a car that doesn't move anymore, but, you know, $50 is $50, right? So the metaphor is, of course, that, well, that's going to happen to me, too. And this old body already, it doesn't respond as well as it used to. It doesn't have the same kind of pickup, and it needs more maintenance than it used to, and it's different. And I could let that bother me, and a lot of people do, and I'm going to say I'm a human being, and sometimes it does bother me. I try not to let it bother me much, and I try to not let, when it starts bothering me, I try not to live there, because it's there's no profit in that, and doing so is not good for me, and it's not helpful, and it's not biblical either. If I want to talk about trying to allow the Bible to direct my life, because the Bible says that that's the case. And, you know, some of you say, oh, the Bible's not true. It's like, have you read it? Because there's a lot of things in there that are very true. And one of the things the Bible makes a very big point of talking about is the fact that we are frail, that our bodies are weak. And sometimes it doesn't take much to do them in. A few years ago, over in front of the, I think it was the Farmington Motel over on Route 2, heading out of town, a line of traffic stopped abruptly, very, very abruptly. And the roads were very wet. And I was probably following a little too close. And I was moving the same speed as everyone else, but probably following a little too close. So then when the abrupt stop hit, I slammed on the brakes and I skidded right into the back of the person in front of me. And the person in front of me had a truck with a trailer hitch. And that trailer hitch saved that truck that day, because I didn't put so much as a scratch on that truck. I didn't even smudge the bumper. Because the trailer hitch sticking out behind the truck was what stopped my car. But it stopped it in good shape. It put a nice dent right into the grill, such that antifreeze began to pour out of the car. And my car was fully and completely disabled and totaled. I'd been going about 30 miles an hour, maybe 35. This was not a high-impact, violent collision. Again, the other vehicle, not even a smudge. But my old car, it was suddenly gone. It just got it hit in the right spot, and it killed it. And that's our bodies. Sometimes it doesn't take much. Sometimes people survive amazing things. And other times it doesn't take much. And as we get older, so often it's just, well, things are just worn out. They're leaky. The pipes clog. Suddenly you have a heart attack, stroke, because One little clot in the wrong place. It's not big, but it's enough to do us in. You say, oh, Ira, man, this is supposed to be Christmas and you're a bit depressing. But see, that's the point. It does not have to be depressing. When my car goes, I'll be sad to have it go, but I'm going to get a new one. And I hate to spend the money, but it always is cool when you get a new vehicle because you kind of get a fresh start. And the Bible tells me that the thing I'm in now, the my body, who I am right now, that it's going to wear out. You know, we say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And it says that. It says man's like, it's like the grass. It flourishes for a while, and then after a hot wind, it withers and dies and blows away, and you can't even tell it was ever there. And that's true of us. We don't like that. We sometimes try so hard to hold on to our existence and hold on to other people's existences, but we go away. We go away. And we have to just acknowledge that. And the Bible talks about that too, that doesn't have to be the end. That there is more awaiting us. Because the Bible says that we will be given a new body. And that this new body will be different. This new body will look like the body Jesus got after he died. And Jesus' new body was different. It's still, he sat and he ate with them, so he could still eat. But he also kind of disappeared and disappeared. And he showed up in a locked room. And this new body is not going to wear out. It's not going to be subject to the weaknesses we have now. My body right now fights with me. It wants the food that I shouldn't eat. When I want to keep going, it gets tired and says, hey, you need to sleep now. It's like, I don't want to sleep now. I want to keep going. I've always been a night owl. I hate going to bed. Because I want to keep going. I'm excited. I want to keep living. And my body says, no, you need a break. And you need to stop and eat. And I don't always stop and eat because I want to keep going. And my new body will not have those weaknesses. It will not wear out. It'll be the car I never have to trade in. It'll be the one that I don't have to constantly worry about all this preventative maintenance. And that's exciting. And the Bible calls that our hope. And it says, how do I know that's going to happen? He says, well, look at Jesus. Jesus got one and you'll get one. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to lean on him, because I'm looking forward to not always being stuck with what I'm stuck with now. And don't get me wrong, God's given me a great life so far, and I love the life God's given me. I mean, there's been parts of it I hate, but overall, on the whole, it's been a great life so far. And Lord willing, I have more to go. I mean, who knows, but I hope so. I am in no hurry because God has blessed me here and given me many great things to do. But I'm looking forward to the new vehicle. And as this one reminds me that it is weak, as it reminds me that this is a temporary state I'm in, and for many years I didn't think about that. When you're young, you don't think about how temporary your current situation is, because it doesn't feel temporary. You're full of life and energy. But as that's starting to change, I'm realizing, yeah, I'm temporary. And you know, my dad's gone, my mom's getting older, and yeah, that's how this has been going for thousands upon thousands of human years. But it's not the end, and I'm looking forward to the new vehicle when it comes. And in the meantime, I'm going to make good use of this one, take good care of it, try to. Do you have that hope? Can you look forward to one day an awesome trade-in? Think about that and consider it today.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.